Hey, you're listening to the Intentional Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Angela Barnard. This is a show all about intentionally designing your life. And a lot of us that want to intentionally design our lives also want to travel more. So if that's you, this is the episode for you because I'm giving you my top travel hacks. So my husband and I travel a lot, and the reason we're able to do so it really is because of all these hacks. Let me keep it real. But we've learned a lot of things over the years about how to book flights, like where to stay, all the things, because you learn as you travel more what to do, what not to do. So I'm going to talk about some of those things on this episode with really the goal to help you save more money and have more fun when you travel. So let's just get on with the tips. Here we go. All right. So it's really interesting that while I'm recording this, I'm feeling that pre-travel anxiety kinds of feelings that I seem to always feel before I'm about to go on a trip. And the reason why is I'm about to go on another trip and I need to finish packing and getting the house ready and all the things. And I'm always thinking, like, did I pack all the right stuff? Is the house prepared? Did I submit the work that I need to? Just all of that stuff seems to go through my mind a lot. But the good news is that I created a packing list of the must pack items for you to see if you're going on any trips, and maybe that'll be helpful to you in the future. And I put it in a Google Doc so you can get access to that document that also describes all of the resources I'm about to share, and my other tips are on that document. So you can get access to that document by looking at the details section of this episode. There will be a link, or you can go on our website at intentionalmindpodcast.com, and if you find this episode in the show notes there, there'll be a link to access this document as well, if you want that, just so you know. One of the best budget travelers I know is my husband, hands down. So I was going to him to get his wisdom around giving us all tips on how we can travel smarter and cheaper and just have more fun, because I swear he books like the best trips. And it takes a lot of work to like find the best deals and all the things, you know, but we know where to go to even begin on the journey of searching and planning a trip, where a lot of people don't know that. And when I was asking my husband for these tips, he's like, don't you feel like a lot of people know this, Ange? I'm like, no, they don't, honey, they don't. Because I remember myself back in the day, I had no idea where to go to book the cheapest trips. I would have just went on like Expedia or something like that, you know? I didn't know where to search to find like the coolest lodging at an affordable price and all the things, you know? And there's been many times where we've had family members or friends go to book a trip, and like, let's say they're doing something with us and they will book something and we're like, no, why did you book that? Why didn't you come to us and ask us first? That costs you way more money for the same thing. And I'm telling you too, we've been on a lot of trips too where we've done like group hiking trips and kind of tours and things like that. And it's so interesting because for a lot of those, you'll be with a group and you all paid different prices for the same trip. And it's so interesting because you'll be eating together or something. They'll be like, so what'd you guys pay for this trip? And I'm telling you, we almost always win as far as like who paid the cheapest for the trip. But that has to do with my husband's like awesome skills, let me tell you. But all right, so we're going to start with flights. So our tips for flights. If you're booking a flight, we suggest that you always start with Google Flights when you're searching for the best flight for you. Why? Google Flights has a lot of features as a search engine compared to a lot of other ones out there. Like it allows you to look at what day would be the cheapest for you to travel because it has the calendar feature. Even like the map feature, like you can see sometimes if we're like, we want to go somewhere, you know, during this time frame, what would be a cheap trip with like good flights to fly out to? And it'll show you on the map when you pick your days, like you could fly from this airport to that one, or, you know, like the location of where something, when a place would be cheaper, like the prices are listed on the map. That's what I'm trying to say here. And I love that it gives you the option to pick multiple airports to see which one is cheaper. Because where we live, sometimes we will drive 2.5 hours to Atlanta because it's significantly cheaper to fly out of Atlanta because it's a major airport compared to the little baby one that we have close by, right? And generally speaking, it's going to be a lot cheaper to fly out of a major airport, especially if you're going international. That seems to be a common thing. Not always, though. Keep that in mind. Everything that I'm going to be talking about here, this isn't something that's always the case, especially with flights. So just keep that in mind. Okay, and then always just be thinking about, too, the dates of travel, because sometimes you can save so much money by seeing on Google Flights that if you flew out like the evening before, it's significantly cheaper, or like the next morning of, and it wouldn't really interfere with your trip so much. Sometimes you can save a lot more money that way. So just want to like look at it and figure out what's the best situation for you. And I love that Google Flights allows you to figure that out with all of their features. That's why we go there. Okay, enough. I know I love it. I feel like I should sponsor Google Flights or something. All right, moving on to when you purchase the ticket. It is very important when you purchase this ticket. Okay, I'm talking about the day of the week. That's really important. And obviously, how long in advance. We like to shoot for about 3 months in advance when we're planning our trips. Obviously, you don't always have 3 months to know. Like if something comes up, you get this free time and you want to go somewhere. Like, yeah, right, you might not have 3 months. But ideally, if you have 3 months, try to book it at that time in advance. And then try to do it during a weekday when you're purchasing the ticket. I'm talking about when you pull your credit card out. Try to do that during a weekday, not a weekend. Sometimes my family members will be trying to book flights and they'll be like, yeah, I'll do it on Saturday. And I'm like, no, you won't. You will not buy that ticket on Saturday. You're going to wait until Tuesday or Wednesday. Because in our experience, we have found that Tuesday and Wednesday have been cheaper a lot of times. You know, if we have a chunk of time before a trip. Otherwise, if you don't, you want to get it as soon as possible, right? But like, let's say you have the time to work with. If you buy it on a Tuesday or Wednesday, that seems like it's cheaper to us. This happens often, but it's not a guarantee because it's also not happened that way too. But just kind of a rule that we kind of stick with. All right. And then the day that you fly out is obviously important too. Usually it's more expensive to fly out on the weekend, like on a Friday, and then to come back during the weekend, like a Sunday, that's usually a higher priced ticket. So a lot of times when I'm visiting family, I will fly out. Sometimes I'll fly out on a Friday, but I'll come back on a Monday. So that's something to consider if you are flexible with your time. You want to try to search through an incognito tab. And you want to do this so that you're not tracked. When they start tracking your flights, it's interesting because your flights tend to go up. I've noticed that. Like sometimes we'll like pull up a different device that we haven't used and we're like, what the heck? This is cheaper than when we were looking on our laptops. And that has to do with like the tracking stuff. So if you open an incognito tab, it just might be able to help you out. We've also been so cheap as to, instead of book our flights together, we've even booked separate flights and then later asked the agent if we could sit by each other. That's a possibility. Sometimes we're not able to sit by each other, but we're willing to do that because it was a cheaper flight. Like that's happened a couple of times. When we looked at like the difference between one ticket each or two together, and we've noticed there was like a difference worth us kind of dealing with and gambling with. But then you kind of got to gamble too with that, because then Ian and I would both have to buy the ticket together right away on two different areas, laptops. That way, you know, he doesn't buy a ticket and then all of a sudden there's no room for me because he bought the last ticket or something. But even if that were to happen or you made a mistake when you were booking a flight, you usually have 24 hours to call and make a change or cancel it. And that's like a peace of mind. So you don't have to freak out and have anxiety about it. Because I know that I have before when I'm like trying to book a flight. I'm like, is my name right? Was the dates right? Is this right? Did you look at it? Like Ian and I will go back and forth, you know. But it's like really, if you see that it's not, when you get that email confirmation, it's okay. Just call them within 24 hours and fix it. All right, so let's talk about bags. So obviously, if you pay to check your bags, you're going to spend some more money. Most airlines, like American, Delta, like your major airlines, will allow you to have a carry-on and a small bag for free. So the small bag, you can either have it be a purse or you can have it be a small backpack. And I choose to have a small backpack. And then my bigger bag, that I carry on is often my hiking bag. And some people freak out and are like, is that going to be too big? Of course, there's measurements that you have to follow before you have to pay, right? But Ian and I travel all the time with our hiking bags. He travels with a bunch of scuba diving equipment in his big hiking bag. And I was like, honey, you're pressing it here, because it's like, that's a huge bag. But they didn't call him out for it, and it was totally fine. And worst case scenario, has to pay for it. But we have traveled so much with our hiking bags, and it hasn't been an issue. And if your bag is bigger and for some reason it doesn't fit in the compartment, usually they'll let you tag your bag. And obviously, not all airlines are the same, because Spirit is going to get you for your bag. And Spirit actually makes you pay for bags anyway. So like budget airlines like that, you got to check on the baggage rules. But what I'm trying to say here is, if you can get away with traveling but with just your carry-on and a smaller bag, I suggest you do so. I usually have in my little small bag my laptop, and sometimes I put even in like an extra set of clothes in there, or my books and journals and my headphones and things I want to have on the plane, my snacks, my water bottle, all the things. Okay, so that's a way that you can save money with the bags. All right, so traveling off season obviously is going to be cheaper. So if you can do that, then obviously we suggest that, but that's not always the case. Sometimes you want to go home to see family for holidays, and you just have to know that that's going to be more money if you're traveling during holiday. This is helpful though, because if you're booking a trip with family, like I was just doing recently with my sisters, I made an effort to be like, okay, we're not going to go on that weekend because that's Easter weekend, or that's whatever weekend, and tickets are going to be so high. Let's do the next weekend together. So that can kind of help you out. All right, international flights. So you can still find flights on Google Flights, but Momondo.com is also a really great search engine if you're looking for international flights. We seem to find a lot cheaper flights on there, but we always compare the different search engines and see where we're finding the cheaper flights. I don't suggest that you just randomly, like, that you buy anything without comparing it to other options, okay? All right, moving on. I suggest for your flight that you wear your heaviest clothes and shoes on the plane so that you can save some space in your luggage if you need to. When you travel as much as Ian and I do, we're super intentional about this. Like, we will wear layers on the plane, our biggest, like, because we can take a, you know, we can take off our coat and stuff. I always do recommend, though, too, on the plane, that you do bring something to keep you warm, because sometimes those planes are freezing. So I love to travel with a scarf even that's really light. It's super thin, and it's long, and I use that for various things. Like, I will use it for a beach cover up, like a skirt. If I'm going somewhere warm, I use it as like a normal scarf. Sometimes I'll use it as like a blanket on the plane. I just love it because I can use it for multiple things. So that's another little tip for you. Okay, so moving on to, I guess, what to pack. That's what we're getting into here. So my packing list, I'm just going to quickly run through the things that are really important to me. Your basic medications or vitamins, stuff like that. Obviously, you want to pack that. I always even pack like Benadryl, because I have this weird thing with, like, if I get bit by ants and stuff like that, it just gets really bad. So stuff like that, if something's important to you like that, you think it might be at risk, you want to pack that thing, obviously. And I pack like my little green supplements, the kind of I'm weird. Like, the little food things or supplements that I need that I know I can't get elsewhere easily, I'm going to pack those. I always pack a hat. I'm very particular about that, and like the sun and the damage it can do to your skin. So sunglasses, pack those babies. Clothing that you can layer. Don't be fooled by warm weather. Don't, because there's too many times that Ian and I have traveled to a warm weather place and it is like at night it got really cold, or the weather was off or something. Just always bring layers. That's important. Snacks. Always bring some snacks with you, because even if you're thinking, I'm not hungry right now while you're packing because you just had a meal, don't worry, you'll be hungry later. So I always, like, sometimes I find myself wanting to fall for that. Don't fall for that. Put some snacks in your backpack, and like, you can do the packaged ones. So I do like nuts, granola bars. I like the Bumblebee, like tuna crackers things. I really like those. What else do I pack? I always have a bottle with me that I can refill for water. And that saves you money in the airport too. You can go to one of those things and refill your water versus paying $5 for a bottle of water. You know what I mean? So that's helpful. Obviously, you don't want the water bottle full when you're going through TSA. But don't forget about that, pouring that water out and just having that bottle. A pen. Have a pen with you, especially if you're going international, because there'll be paperwork you have to fill out. And there's been times that I've traveled without my pen and I'm like, dang it. And it holds me back and the lines get long and I have to find someone with a pen because, you know, yeah, just put a pen in your backpack. And then a notebook is always good to have. You want a journal, things like that. Bring tip money. This is something that Ian and I are like, oh man, we like should have got more ones. Like, it's just good to have a bunch of ones and small bills with you so that you can tip people when you get rides or someone helps you out with carrying your bags or just something. We always find that we need those small bills. So carry those. Sandals, bring those. Bring closed-toed shoes. I like to wear the heavier shoes on the plane. And then I also like to bring my running shoes. Rain gear. I like Frog Togs. This is a cheap brand of a rain suit. You're not going to win like fashion points here. Let me be real. But you can hike with this suit. We do it all the time. It's super cheap. It's like $20. It's just good to have. It packs nicely. It's awesome because then if it rains somewhere and you're on a trip, it doesn't have to ruin your trip. You can still get out and go see things and stuff. So I have a link. You can get some of those Frog Togs or check them out. Sweatpants. Love my sweatpants. Always bring my sweatpants everywhere because I like to wear them when I want to just chill somewhere. So don't forget your sweatpants. Comfy joggers, travel pants that you can dress up. Like there's some really cute joggers for us ladies out there that you can totally dress up that are, yeah. And then travel dresses that dry quickly. That's my jam. When I'm going to a warm place, they pack so nicely. They get so small and they don't take up much room. They dry super quick. They have sun protection, at least the ones I wear. And I'll give you a link to my favorite ones. They're Columbia ones. And I actually dress them up sometimes. If we're going to go out to a nice dinner, I'll put like a super cute flowy thing over it. What are those called? Like a kimono cover up thing. And it'll be like all dressed up. And then if I want to take that off, I'll go hiking in that dress because it's an active wear dress. I just love them. Anyways, I have a link for that too in that guide. I talked about the thin scarf. Don't forget that. Bring that on the plane. Sometimes you want to cover your face up while you take a nap on the plane. That's super helpful. Comfy socks. I love having my comfy socks. This is just a thing for me. It makes me feel cozy wherever I am. Sunscreen. Mineral kind of sunscreen is the best kind. I know that there's some bad sunscreens out there. Do your research on that. I like the CeraVe brand. There's one that has a tint. So you know how a lot of those really good sunscreens leave white streaks? Which is, it's worth it for your skin. But I like the CeraVe one because it actually is a mineral-based sunscreen, but it doesn't leave the white marks because it's got a tint in it. And it's like a light kind of tan tint, and it's just awesome for your face when you're traveling. Hygiene products, obviously, your makeup, your toothbrush, deodorant, whatever it is that you need, that's your important hygiene products. Phone chargers, electronic chargers, don't forget those bad boys. I hate when you forget those. Don't forget them. And then also, if you're going to be in a place where other people are plugging their chargers in, put something on yours so you identify yours. If it's a white one or something that looks like everybody else's, because people always steal each other's chargers. And that's happened a lot. Because accidentally, you know, if you have more people around. And then an external battery pack is really important. Because if you don't have access to plug your stuff in and you need to look up your phone and things like that, make sure that you have something else that you can use. And I have a link for one that's like $20 that I really love because it even has like a flashlight on it. Another thing to consider here is to take screenshots and pictures of the places that you're supposed to go, because sometimes you can't connect to the internet and someone's asking where they need to drop you off. Have screenshots and pictures of your passport, any other important documents. All the places that you were going to stay, the addresses of them. Anything like that, make sure you screenshot it. That's something that I often forget. So I'm going to add that to your notes, your guys' guide. Okay, and a book. I love to have a book with me. If I'm going to be somewhere for a while, I can read. I love my waterproof Kindle. This has been my favorite thing. My favorite thing, because it's like I can bring a gazillion books with me, and if this thing gets wet, it's no big deal. All right, Let's see here. Oh, and just a side note, the reason why I wanted this waterproof Kindle thing so bad is one of my friends, we were on a retreat and it was pouring rain and everybody ran to hide under this gazebo thing. And he was out there in the pouring rain, laying out on the beach, still reading with his Kindle. And I was like, I need that life. I want that. So I ended up getting myself one. Well, actually, I got one for Christmas. Let's be real. But I loved it. Still do. Okay. So adventure cultural tours is the next thing I want to talk about. So we love to book tours on Tour Radar. Why do we like to book tours? Because, guys, you can do some really fun, adventurous tours. You can do tours that are great for everybody, like from grandma to like active hiking person. You can do that. And they can arrange them for you in that way. And that's so cool if you're traveling with family. Ian and I used to be the people that booked everything that we did. Like when we went to Thailand, we booked all of the transportation, the different ferries, the trains, the taxis, and all the plane switching. And holy cow, it's so much work. And it's so, like, you don't know the areas right. And so when you have these tour companies, they can do an adventurous travel for you. It can be so, like, just fun and just different. It doesn't, if you're like, oh, I don't want to do that because it'll be all touristy. Mm-mm. I'm telling you, we've done a lot of them and some of them are not all touristy. Some of them are, but it's up to you. You can book them. You can change them. You can find a tour you like and then you can say like, oh, I don't want to do this day. Can I switch it to this? Can we add this? Can we add, you know, like we added a cooking class to one of our recent trips. Anyways, I love that. It's so fun. And the fact that they know the area and you can trust them, they have your transportation set up and you're still having an adventure. Yeah, so worth it. So tourradar.com is where we go to find these tours. The other tip I have for you is that when you find out who is the tour operator, you can try to find if they have a website themselves. See how much that tour is and then contact them directly because, you know, Tour Radar gets a chunk of that money for that tour. But if you can find out the tour operator and talk to them directly, that can save you like 20% sometimes. And you can say like, hey, I know it's this price here. Would you be willing to give me the tour for this much? I try to aim for 20% because that's usually like, I don't know how much exactly Tour Radar upcharges it, but they do, right? To advertise for that company. So that's something to consider. And I have that resource on the guide as well. Let's see here. Lodging, hotels, Airbnb, like where you're staying, you got to be thinking about that. Always shop around and see what are your options. We love to do Airbnb whenever possible. We've stayed in so many cool places. We've loved staying with people like in their own homes. We've had so many wonderful memories from that. But I get that a lot of people are like, no, I want my own place. And that's cool because you can still book that on Airbnb. But sometimes it just benefits you because the person that's hosting it knows a lot about that area and the hidden gems. So even if you get your own place, I would definitely recommend when you're asking them questions to say like, hey, what are the places that you recommend the most and stuff like that? Pick their brain. Okay. So, and you can use Airbnb, use the filter option in there, you know, but to save you some money. When you're booking Airbnb, some other things to consider is like, what other stuff might they have at the house that's going to save you money, like on entertainment? Like sometimes places will have bikes for you, kayaks, stuff like that. And you might pay $5 more for that Airbnb, but it saves you a lot more money because you were planning on renting bikes, you know? So that's stuff to consider when you're booking as well. Breakfast. I always say to try to book a place that gives you breakfast if you're staying at like a hotel or some other place like that, or sometimes even Airbnb. Because that's going to save you money. That's going to save you money on a meal. And we've had some amazing meals doing that. So look at Priceline if you're thinking of resort options. They tend to be a great place to go to for resorts. We got a really cheap resort last time we went to Mexico from Priceline. Okay, Agoda.com. This is really great for international travel. If you're trying to book like a boutique hotel, things like that, we've stayed at some awesome ones in Thailand, in Brazil, all over the place. And they're like, some of them are like $40, but they're super nice and they include an amazing breakfast. So I definitely check that out. And that's for international only. Try to book places that we talked about, save you money on breakfast, that might save you money on transportation. Sometimes like you'll get the shuttle, a taxi, stuff like that included in a certain place that you would book and the other place you wouldn't. Another example would be recently the one place we booked because we got our COVID tests included with them. And that was going to be an extra $75 each. So I was like, sweet, that saves us $150. We booked it with you. So yeah, we're going to go with you because you guys have similar stuff. You know what I mean? So that's when you really want to think broadly, like, what am I trying to do? What else can they offer me? Entertainment, transportation, meals. Consider that when you're booking lodging. For Mexico resorts, you can also check out cheapcaribbean.com. We've heard from some people that they've gotten awesome deals on that. And then there's a lot of people that your friends or family that might have some deals. Like they might have timeshares or some of those kinds of things. And they have like all these friends and family deals. So you could ask people like, hey, does anyone have a timeshare or something like that? Because you can save a lot of money that way too. All right. Other travel expenses to consider. So you want to consider where you're going to be parking your car when you're traveling. Oops, I hit my mic. All right. So if it's a longer trip, I would suggest that you park off site because that's going to save you a lot more money. Like we go to the site greenbee.com and we usually find an off-site parking and they have a shuttle that brings you to the airport. And sometimes it's totally worth it because like we'll get parking for like $30 when it would cost us like $200 and something, you know? So that's worth it to us. Some people it's not worth it to them. So that's something to consider. Another thing to consider is like if it's cheaper for you to take an Uber or Lyft if you live close maybe to the airport versus you dropping your car off. And all of this depends a lot on, you know, how long you're going to be gone for. You kind of got to check that out. Because if from us in our airport, if we're gone a couple of days, then we can just park there. And it'll be like, you know, we save money actually just parking there. But if we're going to be gone a week, it's better for us to just take a Lyft. All right. So rent a car. If you're going to rent a car, do not think, oh, I'm just going to rent a car when I get off the plane. No, it's going to be ridiculously expensive. You want to book that car in way in advance, as soon as you know. And there's some sites that you can go on. You can book that car and you don't pay a thing to reserve it. So we like to go on rentalcars.com. Obviously, you can check out Priceline. Costco gives you a second driver for free if someone has that membership. Like I said, book it way in advance. Sometimes too, we've been traveling and people are like, did you get the rental car? Oh, like I thought I was going to, and there's confusion. And it's like 1 week out and the prices are outrageous compared to like a month ago, you know? When you rent a car, don't fall for the insurance thing. Are you going to put insurance on this? It's X amount of additional dollars. Check to see if your own insurance covers cars that you drive. Ours does, so we don't worry about, we just opt out of all the extras when renting a car. So, other ways to save money on food. All right, airport. I'm super cheap, so what I do is, instead of like getting all the fancy coffees in the airport and all the things, I always bring my own tea bags, and I will ask the like Starbucks or other tea shops and things like that, or coffee shops, if I can just pay for a cup of water. A lot of times, they don't charge me, but they'll give me like a 16 ounce of hot water. And sometimes they'll give Ian one too, and we'll have tea. And sometimes it's like the most I paid, I think, was like 55 cents at one point in time. But otherwise, I would have been spending like $5 on some kind of fancy drink, you know? But I do get my fancy drink sometimes, and that's with my Starbucks gift cards that I get as gifts. And that's really fun. I always save those for the airport. We talked about bringing a water bottle at the airport and your own snacks. That's going to save you money. Other things to think about is if you're in a foreign country, you want to buy a big jug of water. A lot of countries don't have clean drinking water, right? You can buy a huge jug of water versus just keep buying little baby bottles. Buy a big jug of water and refill your own bottle. Makes the most sense. Save you the most money. If you're traveling in the U.S., it can be really helpful to check and see what Groupons are out there in the area. And it's always fun to try out new places with Groupons and save money. If you go to a place like Subway or Chipotle, your language matters if you want extra stuff. Like Ian, who always wants like the most olives or something. So instead of saying like, hey, can I have extra olives? It will charge you more by your language. But if you say, can I have a lot of, they just give you a lot more, but they don't charge you extra. That makes sense. It's a mind trick. So that's like a super cheap trick. Don't, like, if you're not super cheap, you don't need to be doing that. You know what I mean? But my husband is. Okay. And then get food at grocery stores. make a plan for yourself. Like maybe you're going to eat out 1-2 meals a day and you're going to eat grocery store food the other times. Make your own meals when you're traveling so it saves you money. Just make a plan for yourself. That's important. And then shopping for gifts for yourself or others. Like let's say you're at a market or something. You want to always ask for deals. Always. They expect you to ask for deals. Okay, so the way that you can do this is let's say I'm in a market and there's multiple vendors that are selling stuff and I find something that I want to give someone for a gift. So I'm going to say to that person, what's the best rate you can offer? What's the best you can do on this item? Sometimes they'll say, well, just make me an offer. Just make me an offer. And if that's the case, then you want to have done your research. You want to have an idea of what's a good number and then like go less than that. So, like ideally, when you get to these kinds of markets, you want to walk around and check what the prices are for everything and then come back so you have a good idea. Then you can ask the dude, what's the best rate you can do for this? What's the best you can do? And then he'll say like, oh, make me an offer. You can say, well, those guys down there are selling it for this much. Would you take this much and make it be a little less than what is over there? That's going to save you money. And he knows that there's competition, or she. If they just throw a number at you, then we try to aim for like 40% less. And I know that sounds outrageous, but a lot of times they're really throwing that price up and they will take it for less than, or you can meet down somewhere in the middle or something. You know what I mean? What else? When shopping for gifts for others, you go and you do your research first. We like to wait to buy our gifts until we're about to the end of the trip, if possible. But this depends on location and where you're at, because then you don't have to travel like with all that stuff and carry it. Even if we go to a market, we will make all of our purchases right before we leave, so we're not carrying it through the whole market. But ideally, we like to do it at the very end of our trip if we can. All right, so those are all my tips and tricks for now, guys. I have so many more, but I feel like this would go on forever. I hope you got a lot out of this episode. Remember where you can get the guide and let us know if you enjoyed this episode. Leave a review if you haven't done so. Have an awesome week and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.